If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here is the summary of Tom Lavero's column from his Twitter account. Shout out JP Finley. His tweet was, "The Commanders party is over. A fractured fan base hates your stadium, your name, and now, with an unfortunately familiar lost season, your product. Happy holidays." Old Tommy, a little bit of, there was butt on the pen from the column.
Yeah, they hate the name. They hate the stadium. It's terrible.
And he's right about it on all counts, by the way.
I love Tommy. Worked with him for many a year. Nobody digs into ownership in this town of sports franchises quite like Tom. He has been at war with all of them.
Everybody, at least once, right?
And or, you know, over some of the most incredible things. Like, he was going full-blown World War III with Ted over lack of a parking pass at Wizards games. And I'm just like, really, Tom? And, you know, he had his reasons for it. He's not wrong in this column. He hits on all the right notes. Now, I know I'm speaking to a guy like you who hates this new
name. I've been very open about that.
Thank you for that, by the way. I hate it as well. I also think that the current half rebrand and the potential of the Super Bowl era jerseys becoming a more regular kit next year, I'm in the minority. I think that's a mistake. I don't like it. I think that if you're going to go in a direction, go in that direction. This swimming back and trying to borrow a little bit from the past, and it's almost like it was, but it's not.
Right.
You can't get over the taco holder on the helmet with the satin finish helmet that doesn't match the actual burgundy of your throwbacks. It's an aesthetic mess, if you ask me. But that's one man's opinion who still yearns and pines for the old name and the old logo, which I've been told angrily is never coming back. And I say, really? You sure? Never? I mean, stranger things have happened. I just don't know if the owners really wanted to commit the kind of PR capital to go, you know what?
I don't think they do.
But I'm just play it out.
Right.
Let's say they were like, you know what? Times have changed. It's coming back. What are you going to do about it? What would the league do about it? What would sponsors do about it? How much would the media want to keep up for that? Oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing it. You know, Mike Wise is no longer on planet Earth or in the media in this town to take this up as his cause celeb. He was had a big position, columnist for the Washington Post, and was on this station. And was on our station at times as well. And he was huge on this issue. So he gone. Times have changed. What would happen? Would the league just shut it down? Would they just say, no, you can't? Would
I think
the sponsors flee?
I think so.
Would the media lose their minds?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then it's not coming back.
I think all three of those.
Okay.
The triumphant there, the Triforce.
So then, I'm sorry to say, but you better lead into the new reality. You better lean into the name and the new logo, and these half throwbacks are not doing anyone any good.
So last year, we talked about this to a degree, and you could weigh in as well before we get to kind of the meat and potatoes of Lavero's column, where I want to get into with it. Their success closed the door in a lot of ways. If Jaden Daniels doesn't
on
have
a
number,
swim back to the old?
Well, not to the old, but something else.
Okay.
So people like me, I am not a Redskins or nothing person. What I'd prefer is irrelevant, just sort of saying in general.
For the record, what names finished second and third on the podium to Commanders?
Yeah, it wasn't Sea Dogs like with the stupid Wizards.
That's historically one of the dumbest things ever. But do we know if there was a runner-up or a third-place finisher?
They were so vague about this with their entire saga. So remember, the name that was the leader in the clubhouse that everybody seemed to be getting, not everybody, but a huge percentage of people were
excited about
was Red Wolves.
Yeah.
They actually stopped.
Smoot was big on that.
Well, they actually stopped the entire
process
to go, the Timberwolves are mean. It might cost some money. And that, to me, gave away that this was A, predetermined,
yeah.
B, a farce,
yeah.
And C, just another Snyder poo in the punch bowl.
I thought there was another team that was also going to block.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Like, was Warriors considered seriously?
I think that was on one of the lists. Yeah,
okay.
But there was a, you know, there was some saying, hey, that may not work. But Red Wolves versus Timberwolves, that's not the same thing. I understand there's wolves involved in both, but something I feel like we're, as an NFL team with all the billions, we could probably make that happen if we wanted to. There was no desire to do so. They were going to do this. We're going to hide behind sort of something generally military related so no one can make fun of us. And we want all the associations without any of the work. And this was just the laziest, stupidest thing. And everybody that's responsible for it has moved on and worked somewhere else.
That rollout that morning on the Today Show was so bad.
What's up, Craig Melvin? Hey, buddy.
Was so cringe.
We are the Commanders.
Just horrendous. And I like Doug Williams a lot. Put Doug in a bad spot there.
It really did.
Poor John Allen's just sitting there for some reason also. I think, sleep on that.
So I think it's also going to be dangerous to then try to swim to a new rebrand lily pad of, okay, forget Commanders. We're now the Red Hawks.
Or something.
Or the Red Tails.
And that ship, I think, sailed last year when...
Because they had success.
A couple different times. So Harris wasn't always saying Commanders.
He wasn't.
He sort
of... So you guys were keen on listening, going, did he say
And he
it?
Wasn't wearing did that Block W it? Gear all the time. It was always something else, you know? But eventually, at the end of the year, when they go 12-5, NFC title game, he's now going, well, that actually, the name means something now. We have the Commander tag on people, and that's something we look for, is the Commander tag. And people like me throw up in our mouths, but yeah. I think that was the gavel. That was the slam. That was the end of it.
They are the lowest selling merchandise team in the league. I think I saw a list of that.
I haven't seen that. So if you find that, let me know.
Let me look it up. I think it is.
At one point, Jaden Daniels was selling like hotcakes. That black Commanders Jaden Daniels jersey was doing very well.
Of course, yeah.
And again, to me, all
I just think, you know, overall quarter zips, hats, the other paraphernalia, mm-hmm. it cannot be out of the bottom five. It's got to be down there. It's just, I don't see a lot of people with it just around town. Or in
so
the stands.
I do now. I
you do.
I see
you're
it.
Seeing more and more.
I see more and more.
Well, that's good.
Because or is it? I mean, it is what it is. I think people are begrudgingly going, all right, I guess. Right. I what else can I do?
Dad's gone and he's never coming back, you should stop sitting by the front door waiting for that doorbell to ring and for him to walk back in. They just need to press ahead. You know, we talked a lot about the Ravens today. I mean, they of course would have loved to have been the Colts again. But they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, you know, they're now the big, dumb, purple, black birds up there.
They are what they are. Yeah. But to what Lavero wrote.
So Lavero makes a good point about both the rebrand, the state of the franchise, the stadium that's going to be a long way away. And at the end of his column, I'm like, all right, love you. So what are you saying? Like, what did you get from the column at the end of it? Other than just, yes, acknowledged. The name is not that popular. The stadium is going to be a long way away. And?
Well, here's my summary. So here he says, read a couple passages here. What may have gotten lost in all the attention of a Christmas Day 30-23 loss to the Dallas Cowboys at Northwest Stadium was that it was the Washington Commanders Fan Appreciation Day. There were holiday decorations, entertainment, and a meet and greet with the big man himself, Santa Claus. We're a long way away from former Redskins owner George Preston Marshall, used to have Santa arrive in a helicopter at midfield at Griffith Stadium during halftime. The basic gist is, you wouldn't have known it was Fan Appreciation Day. The owners didn't do anything wrong in that regard. Because it was filled with Cowboy fans. Everybody's disgusted. Everybody's pissed off. It's acknowledging, look over there, there's an elephant in the room. And he said the following. The party's over. The anger over the lost name remains raw. A fractured fan base hates your stadium, your name, and now, with an unfortunately familiar lost season, your product. Happy holidays. Basically, this was the risk you had when you bought this thing for an unbelievable amount of money. Good luck climbing out of it. Because another part of the column mentions another. To me, those are all factual statements.
Right, but does Lovey prescribe what he thinks is the best course of action in his column? I didn't see it.
Not here. This is I'm the fire spotter. I'm just putting at the fire. Someone should come in and do something about that. Anyway, you guys have a good one, and I'm not faulting him for that.
But they're like the things with the Cowboy fans invading. You're not going to fix that anytime soon, if ever. Cowboy fans are indigenous to our area. And that's because of the teams long ago very racist policy of being the last team to integrate in the NFL.
George Preston Marshall, yeah.
Right. And so therefore that allowed Cowboy fans, the dirty, stinking Blue Stars, as the team of the 70s to metastasize throughout our area. And I know many Cowboy fans. I keep my friends close and my Cowboy frenemies even closer, Danny.
So to add to this.
So you're never going to prevent them from invading, especially when your team is not good.
Totally. You can never do 100%, but you can try.
And you're never going to fix that disfigured hulk of a rusting stadium out there. Whereas I look at the carved out upper deck, I just shake my head thinking, as bad as they were under Snyder in the aughts, they sold all those seats. All of the seats that are now gone.
The extra layer to it is, and he points this out in case you forgot, many Commanders fans paid an average of 11% more for this 4-12 debacle of the season, and they're going to pay more next season, nearly 10%.
Rent's too damn high. Prices going up.
To put the lipstick on the pig and then eventually move into it to new and better digs, which we're all looking forward to.
Yes.
So the point is, the state of the state ain't great. We all know that football-wise, we're sort of in the fog of that.
Right.
My question for you guys at 800-636-1067, we'll tackle this next before Bill comes on at 5. Give me your state of the ownership. How are we feeling about ownership at this point? Last year, it was like...
honeymoon.
Let me throw petals at your feet like at the Prince of Zamunda so you can walk around. Now, disaster of a season, you got charged more. How much better are things? Is the honeymoon over? Is the bloom off the rose?
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.